Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Sunday, you went home alone. There were tears in your eyes. I called your cell phone, my love, but you did not reply.
How can we let the other one play so much longer? Hey, welcome back to the Hardline. Hey, Rob Dibbles. Yeah, you do. I like him more than I like myself. That is TJ Moe. Bob Ramsey is the one that we like more. And John Hadley on the phone. Rob Dibbles' butt tattoo says if Petrino is the most morally unfit person and looking for work, he's looking in the wrong place. Somebody guide that man to the White House.
That's a good line.
I knew it was either going to be an Alabama joke or a White House joke. And he went White House. I thought it was going to be Alabama.
Hockey Bob, a drive thrust. R for fat ass
drive
and lazy.
Throughs.
It says thrust.
No, it doesn't.
You got to say throughs. It says thrust.
Shut up.
That's what it says. I'm reading it. I'm reading the teleprompter. Anyway, Hockey Bob drives for a living, so when you will drive around all day, yes, you'll want to get out of your car. The rest of normal functioning America would probably not like to get out in the rain. Okay, so anyway, boys. Yesterday, something happened, and you guys should go watch the video. It is all over the place. The guy's name is Tim Anderson. He plays for the Chicago White Sox. He was playing the Royals yesterday in somewhat of a meaningless home run. He popped one and turned to his bench, and it was a pretty radical bat flip, and obviously did not go over well.
Let's stop right there.
What a king.
I don't think it was that radical.
Yes, thank you.
Did you see the side angle?
I think because he didn't direct his attention to the opposition. That would have made it radical.
It was towards his own bench.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, and that's just a difference of a sliding scale.
Yeah, I think we're talking semantics here because the bat flip itself was crazy. It wasn't an in-your-face deal, but that was one of the crazier bat flips I've ever seen.
Well, it wasn't 20 feet in the air. And
he two-handed a chest pass back to the dugout.
So you're trying to help the bat boy.
Well, that was nice of him. I do like a kind and courteous person. No, what I'm saying is I agree with you that he wasn't mother-effing the pitcher as he went, which there's your delineation between what a lot of these other guys do. However, that was a clear baseball celebrate. It seems like John Hadley has exited the conversation.
He had a doze for a little bit.
Yeah, that always happens. He just texted the me and the Rock. He says, call me back when the commercial break is over. Well, the commercial break has been over for a bit. Maybe we sound like the commercials. I don't know. So anyway, I do think there is a place in baseball where I am anti-celebration in general. I've told you guys this. I think you should pick three holidays and celebrate those. I think we take...
You mean all across all walks of life.
Yeah. I think we take way too many vacations. I think people don't work enough, and they stand around and celebrate everything like you've...
It's like the Seinfeld episode at Elaine's work where they every day there was some special deal, birthday, you know, somebody had to have a cake and... back from being sick, it's every day. She goes, I'm tired of the celebration.
That's
I'm
right.
Tired of it.
That's me too. So
just go to work.
That's right. And so I love Mike Trout, who hits a home run, and he's like, that was my fourth one today. And he circles the bases kind of like he's annoyed that he can't just already be home after he hit that home run.
Right.
Celebrations, I don't mind the 2 seconds. I will give you a second and a half of very excited, especially if it matters. A home run, and I don't know what inning this was, but it was early enough that they came back later and plunked him. So it obviously was not
the end of the game.
The end of the game.
He had it was a two-run shot in the second inning. They plunked him in the sixth.
Okay.
When it was tied 2-2.
Okay. So in the second inning, when you hit a shot, let's not act like you are David Freese game six. Let's not do that. If you do, that's okay.
Yeah. Do what you want.
You might get a bruise on your butt, in which case you also get awarded first base. There is a punishment. That is, your on-base percentage just went up. That pitcher
has to pitch around that issue now.
Yep, that's an issue for you. And so long as you are not threatening somebody's livelihood, do not put it up on his chin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it anywhere above the shoulders.
No reason.
I don't even want to see it by the shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay, the reason this is a story today isn't because of his bat flip, and it's not because he got hit. Because, like you said, the bat flip was not directly in his face, and the hit was exactly what you'd want it to be. Yes. Right on, like you said, right on the meat of the ass. The reason that there is an issue is because the Royals cleared the bench almost like immediately as soon as they hit him, because he was looking at the pitcher. He was kind of tapping the catcher on the chest, only because the catcher jumped in front of him in the pitcher like he was going to charge the mound.
The Royals expected
him to react. And they were out of the bullpen. They were out of their own dugout before anything was actually happening. They overreacted to this completely. Ned Yost and a couple of the Royals looked like idiots, in my opinion.
I think there was a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
The crazy bet.
Are we talking about the Mueller report?
I think that, do what you're going to do. If you want to look like a fool, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
He bat flipped getting hit as well, which is awesome.
There may be.
That I love.
He bat flipped, like when he hit him.
He got hit and he bat flipped again.
And he does almost the exact same bat flip and he just kind of throws it right back towards the dugout the exact same way. I loved it.
Now, it's
a little goofy.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's probably, I'm like you. I don't really love look at me stuff.
No.
But, I don't want rules made, and I don't want umpires involved. The players will handle it. Just let the players handle it.
The only time I would be okay with a rule being made is if it became commonplace that you threw at somebody's head. And then I want you out for half a season.
Well, and the umps already have the power to throw a guy out. But
one game, right? I'm saying, if it got to the point where, okay, now I'm pissed and now I'm trying to take you out, I would be fine if it became commonplace, because it's not. We saw yesterday. It's not commonplace. And when it happens, we all have serious discussions about it. If at any point in time we thought this is getting to be too prevalent, I'd be fine with a rule that said whether you meant to or not, if enough people with common sense can say he was trying to hit that guy and it was up by his ear, you're done for, as a pitcher, say, 60 games. I don't care. At that point, that's the only time I'm okay with it. If you're plunking a guy in the ribs, fine. But Hadley said this yesterday. You'd be amazed at how little it hurts for a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to hit you right in the meat of the butt. It's just, you're like, okay.
Well, some butts are meatier than others.
John, what do you think about that?
I think Bob has a very valid point.
Also, I think Splashback Duke's making a great point. I have no idea why Anderson was thrown, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. That's the craziest part about this entire story, is that Anderson got tossed.
Well, umps right now, I think, really overdo it. Anytime a bench is cleared, then they just throw the first two guys that were involved. You out, you out,
too.
you're warned, everybody's warned, got it? So that's what.
That's actually hurt the game, in my view.
I agree. I think you should say, everybody back to the benches now, I'm going to start throwing you out one by one, and then you figure out who, I think basketball officials typically do a pretty good job of that. Let's settle things down, and then we'll throw guys out.
Yeah, I agree.
So here, diving just a tad bit deeper into this. This is obviously a different beast than in the NL than it is in the American League, because the American League, if you want to get a pitcher back, so extend yesterday. Say that Tim Anderson took one in the butt, jogged to first base, no big deal, everybody moves on. But the pitcher on his team gets pretty pissed. Well, I'm throwing at that pitcher. Now, do you really want to get into an FU match? Whatever. But at least the pitcher then...
Seems like we're kind of past that point. Seems like we're kind of already in an FU match at this point.
The pitcher then, on the other team, on the guy that just hit him, theoretically, should have to stand up for himself to some degree. So if he's
in the American League, or really any other league on the planet than the National League, he doesn't because of DHing.
And so, this is where I go to, because everybody, this is Eric Messersmith's argument. Rest in peace, Eric. He's not dead, but he's dead to John.
Wrong.
I think most of the guys inside, this has only not been true one time. I forget the guy's name. This has only not been true one time that I can remember, that the pitcher has gone rogue and his own teammate came out and said, bro, we weren't with that.
Right.
So I'm just telling you guys, right. I'm not with it. None of the guys on my bench are with it. That dude went rogue and got pissed. You deal with him. That's only happened one time that I can ever remember. Outside of that, it may have been the Red Sox. Was it Dustin Pedroia?
I can't remember.
Anyway, outside of that, virtually everybody else is in the dugout cheering him on. Good. Plunk him. Kill him. That's.
Yeah.
So, by extension in the American League, just pick out one of their players and plunk him. And now, again, do you want to go down that road of, I'm going to throw at you, now we're not playing baseball anymore? But if we're going down the unwritten rules here, the unwritten rule is that don't celebrate or you get plunked, and then maybe you get plunked. Well, now, okay. Now, at some point, a baseball game is going to break out. Somebody's going to hit a home run with the three guys that you plunked on base, and we're going to bust this thing open. I'm actually fine with all that, and I think there's enough common sense between people that you're not just going to have a throw-at-you match for the rest of the game. I think if you get too crazy with the celebration, somebody gets plunked and you move on.
Yeah, and I think eventually the Vince McMahoning of America is finally getting to baseball. And
I like the way you put that.
Yeah, and that's where it all started with wrestling and the popularity of wrestling going back to, what was it, on NBC in the early 80s, John? Is that that one?
Yes.
Yeah, they went to NBC and had a big contract, and it really took off. But it's clear that that's become a part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you want to look silly, you're down 10 to nothing and you hit a home run and you celebrate, well, you look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
You just look like a fool. If people are okay with that, I guess it's okay with me too. I don't really care. But know that somebody might care. And here's what's wrong with Snowflake Nation.
Listen up, John.
Here's what's wrong with Snowflake Nation. I want to celebrate and act like a fool, and it's because it's how I feel. You have no right to react. Well, guess what? I do, and I'm not succumbing to the new world, snowflake world, because it's wrong.
And let's flip your logic around. What about how he feels? Now, how that is
no,
all
no,
that
no.
matters,
the snowflake
right?
has to only worry about themselves.
But there are other snowflakes. Can a snowflake recognize that there's a snowflake on the pitcher's mound?
Now you're using logic and not emotion.
How many snowflakes are there? They're all individuals. Not one is ever like the other.
No, they're not like each other, except that they're all whiny.
That's right. Charlie Huddy's Lawn Guy says, I've been listening to TMA too much lately. All I heard out of TJ's take about baseball was he's going to take one in the butt.
I think that's probably right.
So there you go. Also, I want to point this out, boys. That is Josh McCown, who I love, quarterback. NFL has been on 15 different teams. It could be a coach tomorrow if he wanted to. He says, look, I get the unwritten rules, I guess. However, it seems super petty getting pissed at a bat flip and in turn inflicting pain in retaliation. Try getting your face ripped off by a defensive end and watching him dance near you as a DB high steps into the end zone on a pick six. That sucks.
Yes, it does. I agree with him.
Here's the difference. Most of the guys bat flipping are not built like David Ortiz or Mike Trout or Albert Pujols, and most quarterbacks are built like Josh McCown.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
That's an issue.
So your issue with a guy who just ripped your face off, just dance next to you, there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing.
Right.
And this is a sport where you could try to do something about it. Pull the sunshine on him. Remember the Titans. Go for it. That's a bad white boy. Try it.
That's one bad white boy, man.
I'm wondering after that happens, if McCown's walking over, he's like, hey, 98, you see him dancing? Next time you get a free chance, make sure the ref's not looking. I'm not trying to take 15 yards, but come on. He danced right in my face, dude. Come on. You're my right tackle. What are we doing about these things?
Well, they sort of kind of do that. But in the NFL, like, you get to take care of it during a regular play. You can pancake him the next play, right? In Major League Baseball, you can't do any of that. So you throw one at his butt and you move on with life. And Charlie Huddy's Lawn Guy has something to say about that too. So I think that's where you said Josh McCown has a good point.
Yeah.
I hate unwritten rules. Let's write this one down. Don't hot dog it or you're taking one to the ribs, loser.
Yeah, I thought I saw on Twitter somewhere today somebody writing about unwritten rules and the old thing we've all heard playing sports in the Little League, act like you've been there before. And the Twitter person, God, it was somebody we know, said, I hate sports and athletes that act like that. I disagree. I do like it. But I'm not offended by it.
Wasn't that Randall Gritchick who said that?
Might have been. Maybe it was.
No.
It was somebody we know. But anyway.
No, that's not what
said at all. However, most bat flips and cheers and stuff, it doesn't really bother me. It really doesn't.
There is a line. There's definitely a line there because part of this is a culture thing that we don't talk about. Down in the Dominican Republic, it's one giant party. In the Mexico League and all stuff, it's one giant party all the time.
It's also the same. It's also the same way in the South Korean and Japanese leagues. They pimp home runs like it's part of this. Like it's literally just another part of the sport.
Which I hate.
Which is awesome.
I can't stand
that. Fantastic.
I'm like, you suck.
So great.
You're horrible. You did one good thing. You're going to get cut tomorrow. I don't need to see you celebrate for 19 weeks about it. Not interested.
That might be the only good thing you do in the league. Go ahead and celebrate for 19 weeks.
Or jog around the bases and figure out how your dumbass can do it again next time. That's what I would suggest.
I don't think the bat flip at the beginning is hindering their ability to work
on their game. No, I think it is. We just operated under the premise they were going to be gone tomorrow, Rock.
I thought that was because the leagues are shaky.
Oh, that could be too.
I thought that's what the comment was. Oh, you're taking a shot at distill.
Most of the guys who are really celebrating like crazy are nobodies. That's the other thing, right? If Mike Trout did this over and over, we'd be having a crazy discussion about Mike Trout. But guess who's one of the most animated guys in the history of the league? Bryce Harper. We have that discussion. Occasionally, you got to throw at Bryce to settle him down. But Bryce is good for the game, which I think is what you're getting at.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. And there are some who would argue, I wouldn't make this argument, but it's out there, is that there's a lot of marketing folks that wish Mike Trout would do a cartwheel after he hits a home run.
No doubt. And Mike Trout saying, I'm making $430 million.
I'm fine.
Not interested in your cartwheels.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hads, your thought on this?
Again, sports is full of emotion. Stuff happens. Unless there's a direct intent to injure, I just take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Also, maybe a little bit past, he's feeling it this year. He's hitting 424 right now through 15
Who
games
is?
With a 207 OPS. Anderson. Oh. So part of it is that, yeah, he's not a big-name guy, but I wonder if this is just him hitting another big shot and just feeling himself because he's having a ridiculous start.
Again,
to the
now all they heard was he's feeling himself, Rock. Come on.
And again, they take it for what they will.
And again, that was celebratory with his teammates. Who knows if he said something, I'm going to take this guy out, to his teammates as he went up, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I go back to, and it really wasn't controversial at the time, and I guess because it was, the moment was so big that nobody really paid attention. Remember in 1985, Jack Clark taking Niedenfuhr out in Dodger Stadium, John? He flipped the bat back toward his bench, and I think because it's this station, I can say what he said to his teammates as he's jogging down the line. He flung the bat at the Cardinal dugout and said, and it doesn't even really kind of make sense, but he said, take that, bitches.
Well, do you remember
the moment, John, right?
Oh, yeah.
That last part is what John calls me three times a week on the air.
Right.
In fact, only three times?
That's as often as you're on the show.
In a literal sense, that might be the third most memorable home run in my life, next to Bucky Dent's home run and Ozzie Smith's home run, which I believe came in the same series, if memory serves correctly. But anyhow, the point of the matter is, I think what he meant was, you bunch of single stealing bases bitches, because he was the only one on the team capable of hitting a home run.
The only one.
Listen here, you slapstick losers. Watch what I can do.
Yeah, it was huge. That was my favorite moment until game six. My favorite Cardinal moment until game six.
The 830 Recreator, Hadley, is a douche canoe.
It's what?
A douche canoe.
I've never heard that phrase.
Yeah.
It's a new one. I like it. Creativity
That was just the end. He was kind of long-winded there.
Creativity is good.
He said much of that earlier.
I'm going to take it and use it. I like it.
Yep. All right. Burning Drip Mushroom Tip says, I always get a kick out of people that say if you're throwing at the head, then you are not taking a shot at someone's livelihood. I wonder how often a pitcher throws at someone's butt and hits them in the hand and breaks a bone. Also, if pitchers could hit every single thing they were throwing at, there would be a lot more no-hitters in baseball.
Yeah, so you don't like it, you got to go fight. It's men. Toxic masculinity. That's just life. We're not going to change.
There's nothing toxic about masculinity.
Well,
nothing. Rock?
No, there's nothing toxic about masculinity.
What are you asking Rock about masculinity?
Masculinity.
There's nothing toxic about masculinity.
What if it reaches an unhealthy level?
No, there's nothing unhealthy about I want more masculinity, more, okay. All of it. Okay. I'm a masculinist.
I bet you
there
do,
feminists everywhere. Yeah, I want masculinists. I'm the first masculinist on earth. There you go. Burning drip, mushroom. Tip also says if you don't want a guy to flip a bat after he hits a bomb off of you, then don't let him hit a bomb off of you. That all sounds really good. We're talking about masculinity here. I don't know if you heard the last 60 seconds before we said that.
So you're cool with you're cool with me charging the mound, though, after you hit me, right?
Yeah.
First of all, this is why I work out. So a guy like you can charge me at some point, and I can knock you silly.
Okay. All right. As long as we're – I can bring the bat with me, right?
No.
I'm just going to swing at your ass, though.
Well, no, here's the deal.
No bats.
First of all, a bat and a ball are two very, very different things.
No. You're throwing – can I throw the bat at you?
No, you can throw the ball, though. Pick up the ball and throw the ball.
I can pick a ball and throw it at you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Fine.
That I'm fine.
Here's the deal. You can even throw the helmet.
Okay, cool.
I can throw the helmet. That's been done.
Do I have to throw it? Can I?
Here's the deal,
does
Rock.
Does it have to leave my hands?
No.
I swing it towards you,
beat him to a pulp with it.
Okay, cool.
Here's the deal, Rock. And this, I'm not even joking about this one. If at any point in time a guy runs out and hits a pitcher with a bat, that will be a lawsuit settled in court, and he may go to prison.
I will. Yes. I will laugh.
That's why.
Hasn't I'll happened. Laugh. What year was it? Marichal and Roseboro was
I'm
that
just swinging 60? His ankles.
John 62, 63. Look that up.
Rock. I'm not going for the head.
Rock, look that up. Marichal Roseboro.
Rock's saying this tongue in cheek, but legitimately, if you bring a bat out there, you might as well bring a crowbar. And like you are
right. And I can't remember what the suspension was on Bert Campanaris. Was it playoffs or World Series, early 70s, John, when Campanaris slung the bat out at the pitcher? See, I just get – my memory is such – there's just little
– August 22nd, 1965.
Oh, 65. So I was three off.
Way
that
off.
Doesn't count. Way off. That doesn't count.
And it was definitely the early to mid-70s for Campanaris.
I'm going to say 72. Look that one up, too. Rock. Bert Campanaris throws bat.
Yeah.
He was shortstop for the Oakland Athletics.
If you picked
the swinging A's.
If you picked up the ball and threw it at him, I truly don't care. And if
hilarious.
You throw the helmet, I don't care. Take.
Oh, God. I hope these things start happening because
that'd
be
fine.
Amazing.
The bat is legitimate. You are
72.
You are now like. So nobody's going to die if you hit him with a baseball in the ribs. You could actually kill somebody with a bat pretty easy.
I'm not throwing at his ribs. I mean, you're not throwing at my ribs. I'm not swinging at your ribs. Below the waist.
No bats.
All right, fine.
No bats.
No
fine.
Bats. No bats.
I'm just trying to. Yeah, no, I agree. No, we're good. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Can I take my shin guard off?
No, you'd be dumb.
Nolan Ryan.
You want to keep all of your padding on.
Nolan Ryan has invited every hitter in history to come charge.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. The thing we're not factoring in there is most batters are 6. Most batters are 6'1" at 6'2" at the most. Most pitchers are 6'7", 6'6". It's not
and
fair.
The pitcher has the high ground, literally.
Literally. And as we all learned from that last Star Wars movie.
Like, look, good luck charging Jake Arrieta. Good freaking luck.
Or Adam
he
Wainwright.
He will kill you.
The reach. I mean, the combination of – I mean, you're not getting
I'm close. Not so much afraid of reach as I am a guy that's built like Jake Arrieta, right? Somebody with long reach, you're like Michael Wacha. I'm not scared of Mike, okay?
You might be afraid of Flaherty.
Yes. Yes.
He's got the chain, the posterior chain.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well done. That is well done. Yes, John.
I wouldn't do it because I'd get tired running up the mound.
That's true. That is true. John is the first true outcome guy.
Yeah.
Because if he hit a grounder, he wasn't going to first.
Not running. He's not running.
He was when we say John walked, that doesn't mean there were four balls. John just walked after
walked
he hit a
there.
Grounder. I don't know why he walked. He just did.
Tim Van Gell did perfect for the name, really. Saying, I just wish once I'd like to see a quarterback go full Paul Crewe and throw one to the pills on a D lineman.
That'd be good.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
The longest yard ever. Reference. I enjoy that. Alty, does
and as
Schwartz...
TJ told us, apparently not as many football players are wearing cups as you would think or hope for their own safety.
What do you mean not as many? There are
none of them.
None
of them.
No. I don't even think they've been. I tell you this. They didn't pass them out when I was in New England.
Right.
So you get your own if you want one. Alty says, does Schwartz have an upper body injury, an equilibrium? Dude can't stay on his skates. I don't know.
It's been a tough year.
All
it takes is one great game, though, to erase all that.
The 8:30 Recreator. Can Hadley come back after commercial again?
Way after?
Kudos. Very nicely done. Very nicely done.
Charlie Huddy's long guy, Arrieta, will be too busy saying namaste so you can get the first hit in. Just make it count. Is he a yogi? I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't get the background on that. Burning drip mushroom chip. With my recent text, I sound a bit like a snowflake myself. Let it be known that I hate the look at me players in sports. If I think you're throwing at one of my players or trying to slide overly aggressive when that was legal into one of my players, I will drill you at the drop of a hat, but I will not drill you because you hurt my feelings.
I think that sounds like a guy who's a competitor, who's a legitimate competitor.
I agree.
So what he's saying is you should never throw at a guy with a bat flip, though.
Well, I think that's taking it. I don't think he said that. You could extrapolate that, taking it the next step.
No, he said it earlier. We said, if you don't want a guy to bat flip, don't let him hit a home run.
But he's also saying, I'm not going to drill a guy for hurting my feelings.
Well, that's what the bat flip is.
That's what I'm, yeah. So we're agreeing.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Okay,
sorry, never mind.
Charlie Huddy said he used to do yoga in the outfield when he was a cubby. Jake Arrieta. Namaste in your, who was it, Jack Clark, you said? Namaste, bitches. Right before he knocks you out.
Right.
Oh, boy. So, John, are you sticking around for the last segment here?
Well, I'll be back after the break.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was an invitation or hoping maybe putting an idea that there's an alternative out there.
John, here would be my recommendation if you have some free time. If you're looking to move your career forward, look no further than Two Men and a Truck in St. Louis. Two Men and a Truck is a moving company that is hiring motivated movers and drivers. Supervisors, team members will be trained using successful moving and driving courses, prepping you to excel. Two Men and a Truck offers exciting opportunities for career advancement, too. In fact, 75% of their managers started out in the frontline position. So if you're excited to move customers forward, the opportunities are endless. Apply now, John. At careers.twomenandatruck.com.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. John, you got to tell us who put that thing in your doobie. You think about that for a while. We'll be back on the other side. It's Hardline.